Let's start with the Olympic tickets. Okay. Thanks very much for coming in to see us, by the way. We've heard already that they're oversubscribed in certain events, and this is a first time for a Paralympics.
It's fantastic for all the athletes and for the general public, the amount of interest that we've had, which is great. But yeah, we've still got another week left while tickets are on sale, so I really urge people to get on there and register and get themselves down to come and see what it's all about.
Yeah, because, I mean, if they haven't got tickets for the Olympics, the Paralympics is a great sporting event to go and see.
Definitely, and I think there's going to be a real legacy left by the Paralympic Games. And so, like I say, literally, it's tickets.london2012.com. Go on there, register, as you did with the Olympic tickets, and see what you can get yourself down to have a look at.
Because if you've already got an Olympics site, if you applied for tickets in the first time round,
yeah,
then you know you can just go straight on there. Everything's already set up for
That's
you.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so have you a family have been applying? Or, I guess you've got tickets to give them, but...
We don't get tickets, actually. But, I mean, I've been absolutely inundated with surprises of people who have been watching me over the years. And I was inundated last week with emails from people who I'd quite frankly forgotten I'd even known when I was a child. And what have you, who are all coming along to see me, which is really, really great to see that people are truly behind us as Paralympians. It's good.
I think the big thing as well to tell people is that there's going to be a lot of British success here, isn't there?
I think there is. I mean, so we went to the, from the athletics perspective, certainly, we went to the World Championships in January, and we came third on the medal table, which is unheard of on the athletics side. And for the size of our team, we would have been first. And what was quite funny was, I think on the fifth day I won a silver medal, and when I walked into the cafe at the end of the day, no one even clapped because it was kind of a given. There was pretty much no one on the team that didn't medal, so we are definitely a force to be reckoned with, which is great ahead of 2012.
So get online and get those tickets.
Absolutely, yeah, get online and get tickets.
There must be a real buzz about the team heading into the Olympic Paralympics because it's a home event. And
yeah.
You know, you've got your home fans there. And like you said, there was so much success at the World Championships.
Definitely. And like I say, you know, I've been inundated with people are just getting more and more curious about how disability athletics works. And I think it's getting recognised up there that actually it's not disability sport, it's elite athletics, certainly on the athletics side. And I think people are more and more being inspired and amazed about what's possible with a disability. So it's going to be good.
I guess Oscar Pistorius has done a lot for you guys where in respect of him being at the World Championships in Daegu recently.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, any publicity from a Paralympian's point of view is good publicity. And, you know, that's happened ahead of the tickets going on sale. And I think what it's done is it's got people thinking, well, actually, you know what? I'd like to go along and have a look. So, like I say, I'd urge people to just do exactly that.
All right, tell us a little bit about yourself, because I was reading you're a mum of two.
I am.
I'm not being funny, but I've got a seven-month-old child, and I've barely got the energy to come into work. So how are you training and coping with all that?
It has its moments of being more pleasurable than others, I've got to say. It's tough, but, I mean, I've been running and training since 1996, and this, for me, is the first time my events have been called to an Olympic Games. So whilst I had considered stopping... when 2007, when I heard that there was a chance my classification was going to run, I carried on going. So, yeah, I'm making big sacrifices on the family front, but it's proven to be well worthwhile. And I'm absolutely loving the idea of 2012, and I'm really looking forward to next year. So,
and for those that don't know, you're a sprinter, 100 metre and 200 metres.
Yeah.
What sort of times are your events?
So I've got cerebral palsy, which is my classification is T35, T meaning track, 3 being cerebral palsy, 5 the degree to which I've got it. So I've got it in three limbs. My times are 17 seconds for the 100 and 37 seconds for the 200. And I'm ranked number 2 and 3 in the world at those times.
Okay. So how does the cerebral palsy, how do you cope with that, as in with the training and things like that?
I think cerebral palsy, I would argue, is probably the advantage I've got is I was born with it. So I don't really know how it affects me because I can't imagine it being any different.
So that's yeah. When you're training, do there special things? Are there special
oh yeah. So
you
on
have
the
to go through or
yeah, the training side of things is very different. So I'm coached by able-bodied coaches who coach some of the country's best able-bodied sprinters as well. So 2/3 of my program is an able-bodied sprint program, no different to anybody else's. And then a third of the additional time that I spend is all physiotherapy. So I always say to people, you know, the only thing between me and running 11 seconds is my disability. So they spend a good sort of maybe 6-7 hours, maybe even up to 10 hours a week on physiotherapy.
So sort of getting the limbs feeling sort of fresh.
Messages. So minimising my disability, basically learning how to balance and coordinate. CP, cerebral palsy, is typically something where you lack coordination, lack control, and so they're doing everything they can to get that back. I mean, I sometimes spend hours standing on one leg, which doesn't look like I'm doing anything, but if I can do that, then I can run faster.
So that sort of gets the messages to that part of the body.
Yeah, absolutely, and reminds you what it should feel like.
Have you always been in sporty?
So, I mean, I always say this. People always think that, often think that disabled athletes are out there to prove a point. I'm certainly not in that category. I just love sport. And the only way I was ever going to become successful at sport was to compete against my own sort, if you like, which is what the Paralympic Games is all about. So that's what urged me to get into Paralympic sport. So, yeah, no, I've always been very sporty.
And I guess, as you were saying earlier about them not being an Olympic classification, I imagine you watched Beijing with a tint of green envy.
Well, all the way back since Atlanta, really, for me. I mean, I'm one of the older athletes, so I've literally watched cycle after cycle go past, know that my event was going to get called. And it's been disappointment after disappointment, but you know, now's my moment, and on home turf as well. So I definitely want the stadium full on my day. I will be absolutely thrilled to look out there and see all my supporters, definitely.
Is there anyone who's inspired you over the years, athletics-wise?
Well, really my coaches. I mean, I've worked with so many different coaches at different stages of my career. So all of them, every single coach that I've worked with has inspired me in a different way.
And of course, we actually sat next to the Paralympic medals there.
Absolutely.
We've got the gold, silver
and
bronze.
Yeah.
Kind of inspirational, I imagine.
Definitely. I mean, just seeing these medals, if you didn't want to win a medal and you saw them, I certainly want the one on the far left, which is the gold one. Around my neck. They're amazing.